Inside Calhoun County. That's where we are on this podcast. I'm Richard Pyatt. Inside Calhoun County is the official podcast of Calhoun County government. And we like to talk with a number of folks who are working for us at the county. And we're going to check in today with the Calhoun County Youth Center and Tori Benden, who is the director there. Hello, Tori.
Hello, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what the Youth Center really is and what happens there.
Okay, so we are licensed through the state of Michigan to take youth ages 10 to 17 for short-term detention placement, whether it be for a new crime or for a probation violation. We take both males and females. We operate under a cognitive behavioral therapy program and a rational behavior therapy program, and we also do a token economy system.
What does that mean, token economy?
So that means that kids throughout the day are rewarded for good behavior by issuing them a little green coupon that serves as money. And once a day during the week, during school days, they can cash in our store for things that we typically wouldn't give them throughout the day here at the youth center. So things such as candy. They have air fresheners for their room. They have chapstick. Just certain things that we wouldn't typically give them in a day here at the youth center.
Okay. And that essentially comes as a result of rewarding them in some way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're looking at rewarding them for positive behaviors and trying to reinforce those positive behaviors throughout the day.
All right. Talk about CBT and RBT, which you referred to briefly there. What do those do?
So that is our behavior management program. So basically, in short, and the easy way to explain things is we're teaching kids how their thought process affects their behavior and how to change that thought process in order to affect the changes in their behavior to be more positive.
And let's talk about that, because really what happens is folks are at the youth center because they need that assistance, and this is the way in which you do it. But help us understand what has happened with some of these young people, maybe that has brought them there.
You know, we take anything, we range from truancy charges to homicide charges, and kids that are in the community that have made a poor choice come here, and we teach them, you know, how to make better choices for themselves and how to really think about the behaviors that they are doing and how the consequences are related to that and how to change their thought process so they don't end up back here with us and they return to the community as law-abiding citizens.
So how long does a young person generally visit with you?
Well, it varies based upon the charges and based upon, you know, the court process. But our average length of stay for detention is about 17 days pre-COVID. Now, COVID did have a large effect on us. So sure. Pre-COVID detention was about 17 days.
Now, let's talk about the philosophy of the youth center, if you don't mind, Tori, because is the philosophy, I'm wondering, to create a different life for someone who's come through, or is it an interim stop for them then to face whatever the next steps are? Maybe that varies too.
It does vary, but you know, we want to provide just a stop. It should be a short-term placement here at the youth center so the kids can return to their community. Juvenile justice is looking for the least restrictive environment for youth. So, you know, we prefer to keep them here for the shortest amount of time and return them to their community as law-abiding as citizens.
So there's been some renovations, multi-million dollar renovations there. What changes at the youth center as a result?
No, it's very exciting. And every day that we pull into the parking lot, the building has changed in some way. So we are moving to a one floor podular building and facility. So right now, although the youth center, when you pull in the parking lot, looks like it's just one level, it actually goes down. So there's a mid-level with a gym, and the basement level has all of our classrooms. So one of the most exciting things that's happening is we are moving our classrooms upstairs to the main level, having tons of natural lighting. It should increase and make their learning environment more suitable for kids. Right now, they don't have windows or natural lighting. So yeah, that's the main thing that we're doing with the renovations. We're also, for safety and security purposes, no longer having stairwells to lead to the gym. There will be a ramp. We are also doing the podular structures on the end of each wing and increasing our bed space from 42 to 53.
Okay, which I presume is in concert with the demand that you see.
Yeah, so there's 83 counties in the state of Michigan, and currently only 25 of those counties have a detention facility. So we often take out-of-county kids. We take kids all the way from Grand Traverse County, Charlevoix, then some even closer to us, like Barry County, Branch County, St. Joe County, to they utilize our facility as a housing for their detention youth.
You talk about classrooms and how you're working on those. What's the programming and what's the average day like for someone who might be attending that classroom setting?
So we do contract with the Calhoun County ISD for our educational program. All of our teachers are special ed certified, and we rotate classrooms based upon what pod you are assigned to, or right now it's what wing you are assigned to. So youth do every, just like a regular public school. We try to normalize school as much as possible. So they have math, they have science, they have history, they have SEL, and then we throw in some extracurriculars in there every once in a while. So we do have a really good school program. They're encouraged to read every day. Everywhere they go, they take a book with them. And on average, kids, if they stay here for any length of time, can increase their reading level by 2 grade levels. So that's pretty impressive. We're pretty proud of that. But we do encourage a lot of reading here at the Youth Center.
So even though the average stay, some are longer, maybe some are shorter, is 17 days, you're working to create an educational atmosphere in that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're looking at returning those kids home to value education and learning, to value reading, and to value themselves. So a lot of what they do during the day, just teaching them the basics, like they have to get up in the morning and they have to make their bed and they have to make sure their personal appearance is in order and that they have their shirts tucked in and all of that. And sometimes parents will come to us and say, I don't know what you guys did to my kid, but they made their bed this morning. So we like to hear those kind of things, but just really teaching the kids like how to value themselves and feel better about themselves. And that also helps them make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to call to mind success stories? I mean, that what you just said is an example of that. But I just keep lingering on this 17 days. This, if someone was there 17 days, this is a short window to turn someone's perspective, outlook, behavior all around. It seems like a big job.
It can be. It can be. We have youth specialists, they're called, that work with the kids every day. And they're really accountable for, you know, holding the kids accountable for their behavior and then mentoring as well as modeling behaviors for them. So, you know, they have the biggest job in the facility, and it's a hard job. It's not always easy. And I really value our employees. We have, on average, we would have about 40 employees here at the Youth Center. With renovations, I plan on adding at least 7 new full-time and part-time positions. So they are really the backbone of our facility, and they deserve a ton of recognition for what they do during the day.
Well, I mean, we certainly know the challenges that teachers face just in general, but now we're talking about someone who might not be receptive in the beginning to this kind of a thing. Maybe I'm putting it lightly, Tori. You tell me, but this is an added challenge.
Absolutely, it is. You know, not all of our kids buy into the program right away. And then we have to create that buy-in. The youth specialists have to create that buy-in with kids that, hey, you know, if you do certain behaviors, you're going to earn coupons and you're going to earn rewards. And not only the tangible rewards they can hold in their hand, it's the good job. And man, you had a really great day today. pointing out the little things that they do throughout the day, issuing that coupon to them and saying, you know what, good job. A lot of our kids don't hear that during the day. They don't hear that in everyday life. So we try to make sure that we put that at the forefront of what we do.
You know, it's interesting because I had a recent interview with someone from Star Commonwealth, and they talked about their perspective from their founder 111 years ago, mind you, that was there's no throwaway child. What they display in their behavior is as a result of the factors in their life, be they whatever. So I presume that you're looking at some of the same challenges that those folks do. The idea that there's a life that has to be turned around, and a short window like 17 days is a really intense amount of time to try and do that. But I think what you're saying is you begin to get that momentum in that direction.
Yes. Even in the most difficult kids, we can find something positive. And when we do find that positive thing, we focus on that and build upon that. So, you know, even the most challenging kids, there is something positive that we will find. And they appreciate that. They don't usually hear those things, maybe in the community or at home.
Yeah. So two things that I heard you say. One was you want to try and return a young person to their community as a contributing member. I also heard you say that some might be there as a result of a homicide. So obviously that person may not be going back to their community. I suppose we should clarify that. But you are, the bottom line, seeing folks facing a number of different challenges.
Yes. So we have a large range of age and a level of delinquency, I guess I could say, with our kids. So, you know, but we treat everyone the same. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter the crime that you've committed. You're going to receive the same respect from our staff and everyone here as the other kids. And they run in groups. So they not only receive respect from the staff, but also their peers.
And I presume that you see barriers come down pretty regularly, right? That is to say, I think what you're focused on doing and your staff is doing is breaking down walls and trying to get to what turns a person's perspective around.
Yes. You know, and usually the kids really help one another. You know, it's good when a kid first comes in here and sees one of our youth that have been here for a while being successful and engaging in activities that maybe they on the outside or back in their communities wouldn't normally engage in, such as games or, you know, we have all kinds of contests here for every holiday. Like sometimes we do a coloring contest for Easter and then, you know, staff will vote on the best picture. And I mean, when's the last time that you saw a 17-year-old kid coloring? So, you know, when other kids come in and see them participating in these activities, it really just allows them to be a kid and not have any barriers as to, you know, what other people are going to think of them or subject them to, you know, criticism from their peers or being picked on. So we really just we like to focus on using the kids that have been here for a while to help the other kids that are just coming in be successful.
So how can we as residents of Calhoun County support the Youth Center?
We do have an annual golf outing, and this year is our 25th annual. So we've been doing this for 25 years.
All right.
All proceeds for that go to support our token economy system or our store. So usually we purchase things at Sam's Club. Sometimes we get donations, which is always nice. We always take donations and we supply our store. So this year, our golf outing is on Friday, June 14th at the Emerald Hills Golf Course in Marshall. It's a great time, a lot of fun. We always have a great time at our golf outing and see a lot of different people from different parts of Calhoun County. So yeah, that's one of the things the community can do. And then we always accept donations of sometimes people will bring by snacks or just something they picked up at the store. We have an older gentleman who brings us something every month and he usually brings cheese balls. So kids love it. They love it. And he's very generous. And but yeah, that's how the community can support us.
So how do we get to register for that golf outing?
Well, my project leader, a big shout out to Mick Grigg. He organizes our golf outing every year, and he does the registration process. And his phone number is 789-3506. Or you can always call the facility directly and register a team.
All right. And we will link the website too in the show notes for this episode. And all you have to do is mouse over the episode player and you can see the little eye that comes up. Click that and then you'll see the show notes and the links for all of these things. Tori, this is tremendous work that you and your team are doing. Right here in Calhoun County, I would expect that some of us, maybe many of us, go about our day not realizing the work you're doing. So I'm glad to have this opportunity to shed some light on it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Tori Benden is the Youth Center Director in Calhoun County here on Inside Calhoun County.